There are approximately 5 years since the planning of building the three regional hospitals in Romania with EU money. What are the latest developments in the relationship between Romanian government and the European Commission regarding the status of these hospitals?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that when we negotiated current programs with Romania, we fully agreed that from our programs we need to invest into the health sector. And we agreed that we would build three new regional hospitals, for which we have foreseen 150 million euros from EU budget and 150 from Romanian budget. But we also have some amounts earmarked for primary care, ambulatory care, because for us, obviously, these two parts have to work together in a good health system. When it comes to the hospitals, obviously they are new, and this is why the projects are rather complicated, and we have also provided assistance through EIB and through JASPERS, which we fund from the Commission Technical Assistance. And I have to say that finally we see that at least two of those hospitals are at the stage where they can be officially submitted to the Commission for review and possible approval. It is Cluj, yes, the two. Because for them we have more or less the basic elements in place, so they can be now put in an application form. I understand that they still have to be approved by the government, and then the commission normally takes a few months. If everything is okay, if not, then of course we interrupt and we send back. But we have worked with the Romanian authorities informally through this period a lot together, so, and also with the help of JASPERS, EIB. I hope that these projects will be of a quality. When it comes to the third, we don't know. I don't think it's yet at the stage when it needs to be submitted. It can be submitted to the Commission. And obviously, the hospitals are, as I said, it's 300 million for all the hospitals, but obviously we know that they are more expensive. But taking into account that this submission takes place so late, because you know that we are approaching the last year, and although there is still three more years to absorb current money or implement projects in the current program, we need to be sure that these hospitals really go ahead as planned. And it's not really only about submitting a good project, planning. It's a very important part, but there has to be obviously a political commitment from government to pursue these hotels and to pursue the whole health reform. Also, there has to be obviously a discussion and a buy-in from the stakeholders, be it doctors, citizens, everybody who will be working or using the hospitals. And this is something where I think also some more attention needs to be paid. On the one hand, we agreed to fund these hospitals, but for the future, for the next period, we would like to see more political will really to pursue the health reform to the end, so that we can also understand where exactly are the gaps, whether we should need more hospitals or maybe not more hospitals, maybe we should invest in ambulatory care or links between hospitals and other healthcare providers. So this is very important work that still needs to be completed in Romania, and I hope that the government and future governments understand that. Well, first of all, we can always increase amounts, we can modify programs, but that means also that the hospital, we have to be sure that they fall into the eligibility period. So it's too early for us to talk about giving more money to hospitals. We want to see at least one of those hospitals already progressing and see how the investment goes, and then we can always reprogram. If there are other priorities which are not absorbing, if we have some investment financing left. But also I wanted to stress that we shouldn't worry, because also for the next period we do have health as a priority. We will have it, I'm sure, under the policy objectives, and we would like to help Romania with that. But and provided that the health reform is completed, then of course we can also even increase funding in the next period for these hospitals, but for health as such, from the regional fund and from social fund. But as I said, we have to understand where the gaps really are, and that we have to work together with Romania. We are also talking about, of course, the possibility that the project, if it's not completed in this period and fits into the priorities of next period, we can do so-called phasing. And we are currently looking at the conditions for that, but we would like to be pragmatic and flexible. Obviously, knowing that some important part needs to be concluded or completed in this period, but then we can also phase the remaining part into the next period and fund from the new program.
Are there any chances within this current frame, the 2014-2020, that the European Commission would finance not only the feasibility studies, I understand, but also the beginning of the construction?
We would like to fund, obviously, not just the feasibility study, but we would like to fund more than that. We would like to see, as I said, at least one of the hospitals already progressing further than feasibility when actual investment takes place. And this was our suggestion to the Romanian government. Maybe use the first who is ready as a pilot, and then we see how it works, and we can always, as I said, include it as a priority next period also. But because hospitals are part of this health reform and are other complex buildings, and also, as I said, they need doctors and nurses, it's more than just infrastructure. And this is why we want to be sure that, you know, they progress well. For us, it's extremely important to be sure that this investment really is part of a health reform and stays and really gives quality service to Romanian citizens, to people who live and come to Romania.
Do you still maintain this idea of the first hospital, the Iași one? I think it's the most advanced.
Environmental impact assessment, which is also an important part, without which we cannot approve a project. I think Cluj also is already quite advanced, so I think for those two hospitals we would expect that, because as I said, we still have 3+ years as eligibility for this period, so it's actually 4 years, not one. So we would expect that the Romanian side would actually start investing, not just feasibility. Because
about the idea of maintaining this pilot structure using the Iași hospital, for example, as a
I think it's inevitably will happen like this, because it's a most advanced project. So in a sense, yes, we understand that we can finance all three hospitals, but I don't see the problem if they go, you know, consequentially one by one, because as I said, health sector investment into health will remain as a priority for our programs in Romania.
Talking about the value of these hospitals increased. It's now almost 1.5 billion, all the three. If we look at the feasibility studies and all the studies regarding these hospitals, in terms of procedure, how can the European Commission increase the level of assistance, and what should the government do?
In this period, it's still Commission who approves major projects. In next period, it's actually the Member States' responsibility. So the Romanian side, if they decide to phase and some part of a hospital to fund in the next period, they could easily phase themselves and just report to us as a major investment. We will not make decisions on behalf of Member States in the next period. You have a different system. But obviously, what is important is quality and that the hospitals are completed and work and deliver. Because if not, then obviously we can also correct. And this is nobody wants to make a financial correction. So this is why it's important to prepare a quality project, which is happening now, and progress step by step.
Can we speak about an optimistic time frame period of finishing these hospitals?
You know, everything is in actually in Romania, on the Romanian side. We only approve the major project. As I say, we would approve the total amount, but we would approve our participation, which is currently 150 million, okay, together. So, but that's where I said we've been really working hard, I think, pushing also Romanian side a little bit, you know, to start this investment, because it's 5 years, like you said, since it was already foreseen in the program, and we know it's complex, but we were pushing. Of course, now we have to see which part can be completed this year. I'm not a wizard, I cannot guess, but also feasibility study cannot project that. It has to start. This is why I hope that at least for the first hospital, there will be investment on the ground and it will progress. then everything depends on obviously on the contractors, on how fast they work, and in the end how it's put in place. And also equipment has to be procured, and there is also this cost important part is public procurement. It has to be done correctly. You know, it cannot be any flaws, because if that, then the project cannot progress. But I think that, you know, if not in this period, in next period, all three hospitals can be completed.
And where did these delays appear with the hospital projects?
Well, that it's a complex project, so obviously we've been trying to assist as much as we can. It is the Romanian side's responsibility, obviously, and it's I'm sure it's a government, but it's also, I think, other stakeholders. It's complex, and everything needs to go together. So I can understand, but we are happy, by the way, that the first two projects are already at the stage where they can be submitted to us, because this is important. I would not blame anyone. I would just say that we have worked hard to assist Romanian side. As I said, we have provided also assistance. And for us, the reform part is also very important.
The reform of the sanitary system, no? In order to redistribute doctors, to reframe all the hospital systems in these regions. And for that, the European Commission, what does it demand?
Well, it is a member state responsibility in the health sector, but we do have at least an obligation in our regulations that before we invest for the hospitals in the health sector, I think it's particularly important to have all stakeholders involved. It is about providing quality service to citizens, but without doctors, without local governments, without other service providers together, you cannot do that. So this is why we would expect that the Romanian government would take it seriously and really would have more discussions to come up with a joint view how they will work. We cannot prescribe which doctors and how many and so on and which specialties. It's not up to us. It's up to the Romanian side to decide which better fits into their current system. But I do agree with you that it probably needs quite a lot of political will to complete these hospitals and to make sure that there are doctors and nurses, first of all, and then also then the patients can access easily. And we are ready to help. Also, DG Employment, DG Sante, the services are always ready to help, but it needs to have a steady and you know, strong political will to do the health reform and to build new hospitals.